part of the great extravagance that is the KR Eagles back in the day, but also, of course, part of the Wanderers as well in the Newcastle competition. You know, better than everything else, that it's great to see all the players come in here and make a bit of an effort.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in a time that's pretty tough right now for blokes that are out this way, families and kids are obviously affected by it directly. It's great to be able to give back. I know that the boys from the Waratahs and the boys from the Brumbies had a great day today, and you know, it's much needed to give a bit of relief and put a smile back on some of these faces.
Of course, you're from Cowra originally, and then you moved into Newcastle. But here, just forget, you know, 5 years ago, you and Phil Bradford were playing for a final there in the CHS there at number one oval there in Newcastle in the CHS champs.
Yeah, it's amazing to see how far it's gone, and you know, those are the fond memories looking back on that really stand out. You know, playing for the Waratahs has been a tremendous achievement, but you know, little steps along the way, like winning a CHS championship with your mates in Newcastle, is definitely something that shines pretty bright.
Also, of course, you've made the move to Sydney University. First couple of years you did some study and were part of the Australian under-20s. Tell us a bit about experience in Georgia last year. It must have been extremely inspiring to be in Tbilisi for about a month, but of course you had the send-off, but just the incredible experience of wearing the Australian colours in the 20s.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tremendous honour every time you get to, you know, represent, you know, the beautiful country that is Australia. So, you know, for me, Tbilisi was a very interesting place, and you know, I think it's a great one to kind of jot down, because not a lot of people venture as far as Georgia. So you know, to be able to go there with a great team and have a fairly successful campaign was great. And looking at the players in that team doing so well in Super Rugby, even as young as 21 and even younger, is especially inspiring. And I can't wait to see how those players progress.
Of course, while you're at Sydney University, you're studying economics. You're able to get a fair bit of that out of the road before you threw yourself into pro rugby this year.
Yeah, chipping away at it. I'm probably not doing as much as I was when I first started off. Obviously, the workload of professional rugby players immense, and I've come to learn that pretty quickly. But still, they're very into my studies and pretty passionate about it. So it's been good to still, you know, be able to chip away and have a bit of leniency there with obviously the commitments of the Waratahs, that people are a bit more understanding.
Finally, of course, the days of Wanderers, of course, the likes of Viv Passy and also Dan Beckett. You remember those days and how they sort of guided you in those lower age groups, and yeah, really important that the clubs in Sydney look to put something back into country rugby.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was always very, very passionate about the country pathway, and always, you know, stayed throughout my entire juniors all the way to under 18s when I went into Colts, into the Sydney comp. There's a genuine talent throughout all of New South Wales country and beyond. You know, somewhere that there's these kids all working incredibly hard to claw their way into the top systems. So you know, it would be great to see them, you know, get a bit of support, like events like today, where they get that exposure to you know, life beyond the country. And you know, I'm very appreciative of all the people that did help out along the way, especially Cowra Rugby and Wanderers Rugby. You know, the people there work extremely hard, and probably not given the, you know, world class facilities and everything, but they make do, because those are the kind of people that want to make it work and want to you know, really put their blood and sweat into the game.
Yeah, it's funny, 2 weeks ago we had the City versus Country game in Tamworth, and you were part of that too. Sorry, 4 years ago, in one of the age groups, which is just incredible to see. But Harry, thanks for your time. We look forward to you being part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles as they come to Tamworth on the 13th of October, and of course in Armidale on the 23rd of September. You can find out more about them through their website, nswcountryeagles.com.
Thank you very much. I can't wait for it. Hope to see a lot of New South Wales country faces out there supporting the Mighty Eagles as we take on the 2018 campaign.